Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. This is your time to bring your questions and inquire about anything that's on your mind about calcium bentonite clay. And it's my pleasure and honor to be your host today and answer your questions. You know, now is the polling season, and no, I'm not going to get political, but I was thinking about polling the group and asking your opinion if two of these sessions a month is too many, or if you'd rather drop down to just one. And it just occurred to me we're having small groups, and maybe I know a lot of people listen in to the recordings because they're at work during the day, but maybe you'd prefer not having quite so many. But that's just a question I'd like to throw out there, and you can email me your answers or call me with them. But I would like to survey the group and see if they'd be interested, more interested in leaving it like it is or cutting down to once a month to have the Q&A with calcium bentonite clay session. So just a thought that I wanted to throw out there. And let's see if we have any questions in queue. I have one here from Lainey Reed in Florida. Will liquid clay interfere with vitamin absorption? No, ma'am. Vitamin nor nutrition from your food. So you can drink it with your food and the vitamins that are in your food. It's not going to bother that either. Clay is looking for bad bacteria, viruses, funguses, heavy metals, radiation, things like that is what it's after, and it's looking for the positive charge bad things. And it has a way of differentiating. They're still trying to figure out how clay works and does what it does, but we do know that animals in the wild have been eating clay, and they go to certain clay deposits that not any dirt will do, but they crave it and eat it, and it seems to detox them, and they seem to know it's good for them. So, yeah, I wouldn't be a bit afraid. You know, some people, if you're worried about it, wait 30 minutes and then take your clay. And you can take it with or without food. If you're doing a cleanse, you can get a better, more effective cleanse if you take it on an empty stomach. But, you know, after you cleanse, you can take it any time. Oftentimes, I like to take it with food or before I eat, particularly depending on what I'm eating. If I'm eating something that's sort of cheesy, greasy, Italian, Mexican food, things like that, which I love, I'll drink clay before I eat it to absorb that excess oils and grease. Now, you might want to take it away from oil tablets if you take fish oil or something. Clay has a tendency to absorb oils, so that would be the only thing. All right, good question. Thank you. Tanya in Georgia, does Living Clay body cream have all the natural ingredients, and why does Living Clay deodorant have baking soda as one of its ingredients? Yes, the body cream's all natural ingredients, plant derivative. And baking soda is part of the formula. I don't know why the lady that makes it, I'd have to ask her why it has baking soda in it. It must serve some purpose in maybe thickening the ingredients. I would have to talk to her to find that out. I just know I've been using the deodorant. I love it. I really love it. It works well, and it's not heavy or easy to apply, and has a nice aroma to it. So thank you for that question. Let's see, Joanne in Massachusetts. After drinking 2 ounces of clay in the morning, how long should I wait to have a cup of coffee? How much water should I drink immediately after drinking the clay, and do I need to wait to drink water and begin my 8 ounces of clay for the day? Good questions, Joanne. And yes, after you drink your clay, you want to give it at least 30 minutes to go down and start coating and pulling out the toxins and get down into your colon before you start diluting it with water. So I would wait at least 30 minutes, and some people actually put the clay in their coffee. I know they do it, take it in tea, and I've heard of some people taking it in their coffee, so I don't see that the coffee is going to hurt with it. Again, you don't want to dilute it too quickly, so I'd wait a little bit before you do that, unless it's mixed in your coffee. Then it's going to go down. It'll be a slightly diluted, but not too much, okay? Good questions there. And then during the day, you do want to drink a lot of water. Whether you're detoxing with clay or not, it's good to drink water and stay hydrated. Oh, I have one that says, Dear Perry, how do you manage to be so sweet? Must be the clay. Laugh out loud. Anonymous. Thank you, Anonymous. I love that. That's so sweet. You've touched my heart. You know, I wake up every day and I think, what opportunities are waiting for me? Even on Monday mornings, I love Monday mornings. They're special. It's the beginning of the week, new beginnings, new things to happen. So I just have an attitude of looking for opportunities and recognizing them. I ask for help in recognizing them. And just meeting someone new can be an opportunity, and you never know what the connections are going to lead to. So I don't know where the sweetness comes from, but I just love people. And I think what you give out, you get back. And I am so surrounded with dear, loving people that I've met through this clay. I feel like I have family all over the world I could go see, and one of these days I'm just going to take off and do that. All right, let's see if we have any other questions. Modi in Austin. 2 a month is good. Can you put essential oils in with the clay bath? Also, can I take herbal supplements with clay? 2 a month is good. I don't know what you mean by that. But you can mix some essential oils in clay. The clay is going to kind of absorb them. Oils go in and clay pulls out, so they're a little bit contradicting in what they do for each other. I wouldn't put too much in. If you just want a little essence or a sweet smell, maybe some lavender or something. But just remember, oils are designed to absorb into the skin, and clay is designed to pull toxins out through the skin. Herbal supplements with clay, as far as I know, it doesn't bother supplements. They herbal supplements or what? If you're talking about taking them with clay, I hope you're talking about maybe making an herbal smoothie. A smoothie with your herbs and then add some clay to it, something like that. You can try it and see. There's one, I think it's eucalyptus is the herb that clay kind of fights. But other than that, I haven't heard of it being contradictory to any of the others. So I see no problem with that. And I don't understand what you mean by 2 a month is good. My friend Cairo in Chicago. Hi, can you tell me the difference between bentonite clay and diatomaceous earth food grade? Thank you. Diatomaceous earth is diatoms, little crustaceans that are finely ground. It kills parasites by cutting them up. Clay captures parasites and carries them out of the body. They have different functions. I've never heard of taking a diatomaceous facial or putting it on a wound or anything for healing. I don't think it has that drawing power that clay does. And if you want to, I wouldn't take them together. When I mixed them together, the clay didn't stay emulsified, so there's something in there that's killing the emulsification of the clay. If you want to take both, you can take one. I do know a case where clay pulled a tapeworm out of a person's liver. another case of a lady that was having cramping in her stomach and put her poultice on her stomach, and she passed a fluke worm. And, of course, we've had a lot of people that have seen worms in their stools. The parasites seem to like the clay, and they're attracted to it, so they let go of the host wall and go to the clay, and then they're captured and carried out of the body. So, but they are two different actions. The clay has the capacity to swell and has the space with all the negative charges, electronic charges, that pull in the toxins as it's carrying it out. And diatomaceous earth, you know, they're making more and more claims and making it sound more and more like clay. At first, it just started out as a parasite remover. So I wouldn't take them together. If you want to take both of them, wait an hour or so apart and try them that way. Okay? Modi and Austin again. Does clay deplete your calcium? No, ma'am. Actually, there are only four minerals in clay that you actually get from the clay itself. And it's a little bit of calcium, potassium, magnesium, and sodium. Not enough to meet your daily minimum requirements, because it depends on what bad thing is coming along. These are kept in that adsorption layer, and this is the exchange layer. So when something bad comes along with a weaker, a stronger ionic charge, the clay will slough off the calcium and leave the negative portal open for the attachment of the baddie. And so it depends on how much, you know, toxicity you have, how much calcium you're going to get. And there are also four other minerals in that layer, so sometimes they will exchange with the potassium or magnesium or sodium molecule. But no, it doesn't deplete your calcium, and nor would I take it strictly for calcium. Now, clay does have a lot of silica in it, and it's known to build bone density in the body. You know, I've packed my gums with clay for many years, maybe twice a week or three or four times a month. Do that just to keep the bacteria out of those gum pockets and to keep your gum pockets tight around your teeth. And here a while back, I went to a dentist, and I had moved, and it was a new dentist, and he said, well, you should be able to keep your teeth to your 102. He said, your bone density is very strong. And I attribute that to using the clay. And I know of many cases of people with broken bones that use clay, like a plaster cast or clay on the break as much as they could, and it healed faster. It just speeds up the healing process, and it does help bones. I know when I crushed a vertebra in my back, I kept a poultice on my back. Instead of going in and having cement put into my spine, I just chose to let it heal naturally with clay. Another one from Modi. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Can you do a clay enema? If so, how much clay should I use? Yes. In fact, I got a testimonial from a lady the other day that used a clay enema and said she could really see a lot of discharge and stuff with it. To a pint of water, you want to put 1 to 2 ounces of the liquid clay, and a pint is 2 cups. So I'd used 2 ounces of clay to a pint of water, and use it that way. Some people add it to coffee enemas as well. Another one from Modi. Can clay be stored in a food-grade bucket? Yes. A good food grade, you know, something that's food grade is safe. It's a different type of plastic, the non-leaching plastics, and they are safe to store clay in. Just be sure you have a plastic lid and not a metal lid, and that you keep it away from strong odors. Don't put it in the garage next to your gasoline or sprays and chemicals or under your kitchen sink with a lot of chemicals. Some of us keep lots of sprays under our kitchen sink. And another one, I'm so glad you're on today because I have questions to answer. I love drinking Clape, but my poop seems harder. I already drank a ton of water. Am I drinking too much clay? No, there's something in your digestive system that's out of balance, and the clay is trying to balance it. 80% of the people will start remarking that they have three good bowel movements a day, and 20% get some constipation. I'm one of those, and I just take magnesium tablets. You can get them at the grocery store. You want to make sure it's magnesium oxide. The Calm or magnesium caltrate or citrate doesn't work quite as well as the magnesium oxide. It's not a laxative. We all need more magnesium anyway. get the 250 milligram. Some people take 500 milligrams a day. That would be two tablets. Sometimes I take two tablets morning and night, depending on how I'm eating and exercising. And when I'm going more regularly, if I ever eat spinach, I don't need anything. But, you know, sometimes I don't eat as many green vegetables or get as much exercise in, and I need more. And what I like about the tablets is you can get a pair of scissors and you can cut them in half. And sometimes I need one and a half, or sometimes I just need a half. So they're easily adjustable. You can buy them over the counter, and they're good for you anyway. So that's what I recommend. These are excellent questions. Keep them coming. Cheryl says, I believe the 2 months comment was referring to the webinars. Oh, yes. I already forgot about that, that I just asked that. 2 a month. Yeah. For some of you that have maybe joined in late, I was going to do a poll and see if you are in favor of continuing 2 of the webinars a month, or if you would prefer just 1 a month. And then I turned around and forgot what it was. Thank you, Cheryl. Okay, Pam Stein in Minnetonka, Minnesota. Hope y'all are warm up there. I have an issue with an upper molar that seems like a simple infection but very persistent. I've been putting clay on it almost every night for 2 weeks. How long can I expect to eliminate the infection? I have a dentist appointment on Tuesday next week. It's really difficult to keep the clay in place on an upper molar, and I hope you're putting the clay powder in there. If you can pack it on there really thick, and it depends on how deep the infection is, how fast it pulls it out. So there are many things at play there. You almost need to stand on your head to get the clay sufficiently around that tooth. I would also put it on the outside of your cheek over that tooth, the clay mask. Put it on kind of thick, a swipe, thick application there, and let it dry and sleep with it on overnight and see if that helps too. I'm glad you're going to have a dentist appointment and get it looked at. But 2 to 3 weeks, it should be feeling better by now if it's able to get to it. So do have it checked out and let me know next time we're on the air. Thank you. Pam again says, can clay be used to eliminate a very stubborn sinus infection? Yes, and here's how I used it when I had my sinus infection. At nighttime, I would put the clay above, you have two pockets above your eyes, above your eyebrows, toward the center of your forehead, then two pockets under your eyes. So I put the clay mask on there topically. You can get a little water and add some clay to it and bring it to a boil and get a towel to hold over it. You've got to be careful not to burn yourself or set your towel on fire. But what you want to do is to breathe the steam. And this seems to help. Just gently breathing in the warm steam, it seems to open it up. Have you ever used... Wait a minute, what's the name of the little things? Neti pot. You can mix your neti pot stuff and add maybe a teaspoon of clay to it and use it in there to clean out your sinuses. So I would do those three things to help it. I had one that hung on for a while, and I started doing that, and it cleared up a whole lot faster. Excellent questions today. Thank you. Carol, I prefer two a month, but how about PM times? Is it possible in the afternoon? Well, I guess it would be. We'll take that in consideration. Give me an idea what times you want too. Thank you. So far, we've got two for keeping it the same. We just thought more people would maybe have noon off and could listen at noon. That's why we put it at noon. So keep the questions flowing. All right, I'm out of questions for a while. I'm going to go over to the phone lines and see if anybody on the phone has a question they'd like to ask. Or a testimony. I'm open to receiving testimonials, too. So if you would press star 2 on your phone, that'll open your lines, and we can talk. And my anonymous friend is there, and thank you for that message. That was very, very sweet. Okay, I'm not getting any answers on that, so let me go over and look. I'm redoing the testimonials on our Bentonite Clay Info website, and they've gotten kind of scattered and out of order, and it's taken me a long time to go through and sort through them and add the new ones and take out some old ones and that were too repetitious, but in about a week you should be able to see a reorganization of our testimonials. I have them in categories and groups. They're under the categories will be like arthritis, bones, joints, back and neck problems, autism, clay baths, and then there's more clay baths to see under detox, then stings and bites from insects and critters, blood pressure and cholesterol, burns, colon, bowels, stomach, and digestion. Then we have detox, cleanse, and more clay baths. Diabetes, disease and infections, that covers a lot of things. And there are some repetitions that there's some things you would look to under skincare, like maybe ringworms, but it's really a disease, so it's a parasite, so it's under disease and infections. Your eyes and your sinuses, general health, and this is the plethora of things that really don't fall into a definite category. It can be, well, let me open it and see. Okay, allergies. Clay cure. Clay is a cure-all. Clay for candida, leaky gut. Now, some of those, these are some of the ones I have switched over. Vertigo, a croupy cough, an enlarged lymph node. Hangovers. You'd be surprised how many testimonies we have for hangovers. There's sensitivity, hot flashes, memory recall and focus and clarity, mental clarity. Mood swings, a nasty cold, Novocaine reactions. So those are some of the topics, PMS and allergies improve, pregnancy and regularity. So a lot of these are in the general category. But, okay, I've been talking on this for a while. I'm going to go back and see if we have any questions in queue. All right, back up With the neti pot, do you mean a teaspoon of powder or a teaspoon of the liquid? I would put the liquid in with the neti pot, or if you're making an eye solution, mix the liquid and put that. That's a good question, because the clay is not going to dissolve, might not dissolve as well in the neti pot unless you can shake it. So add a teaspoon of the liquid. Good catch, Cheryl. Thank you. Pam Stein again. I do the neti pot twice a day, but haven't put clay in there yet. Yeah. Use the liquid clay for that, Pam, and just add it to what you have in the neti pot. And I kind of warm my water before I mix the solution for my neti pot. And you probably do too. And Caro said, the more the information, the better. So PM about 7 Central Standard Time. So PM in the evening. Okay. Well, let me ask the rest of y'all while we're on this subject, do you have any preferences about what time we could be? Maybe we could have one at noon and then the next one have it in the afternoon and or evening and see how it goes and see which one you like best. So thank you for clarifying that. Joanne in Massachusetts, I'm using clay on my foot for a deep callus. In the morning, the skin is peeling off in layers. Do I remove the skin and reapply or just let nature take its course and put the clay over the peeling skin? If it's easy to remove and you're not getting to a place too tender, you might want to remove, you know, the flap and trim it back if it hasn't easily let go of that last part. If it feels like it's going to peel off, just peel it off. So just kind of use common sense with it. If it's starting to get tender as you're pulling it off, just get some scissors and trim it off so you don't have the flap hanging on it, and then keep reapplying the clay to get the rest of that callus off. Caro say, how does clay work with leaky gut? Well, it helps repair by taking out the inflammation and the swelling, and it's doing healing. As you know, clay brings blood flow and oxygen to the surface or to an area, and that's good for healing, for cellular repair. So drinking the clay and will help that. It just helps fortify your intestinal system, heal the gut wall, and it can stop diarrhea. You can take it for diarrhea. You can take it for constipation. Like I say, 20% of the people will get constipated on clay, but 80% start having 3 good bowel movements a day, and they're just amazed. So it balances the bacteria in the gut, gets it to the right place where it needs to be. Clay is homeostatic, and he knows but different parts of the body need different degrees of acidity. As long as I've taken the clay and it has a 9.7 pH, my pH stays right around 7.0, which is normal. I don't over-alkalize or under-alkalize. And different parts of the body have different, the skin may have different alkaline nature. And being homeostatic, the clay adjusts to the body's needs. I know it sounds almost impossible, but it's kind of like how our bodies are homeostatic, and that means that it finds a way to relieve the pressure when we get hot so we won't explode, and keep our body temperature the same by letting out sweat and energy through heat on our skin. So clay has that same ability. That's a good question. And it wants to balance the pH, the acidity, and oftentimes with leaky gut, there's an over-acidity in the colon or the stomach. And that can interfere with your bacterial growth. Everything is kind of related, and we just have testimonials that it helps with leaky gut. Now, the more severe problem you have, you probably need to take more clay. You may need to be taking 3 to 4 ounces 3 times a day rather than 2 ounces two or three times a day. So if you're not getting the results you want, increase the amount of clay you're taking, okay? And then let us know how that works. A lot of times I think people are too timid about taking clay and don't take enough, aren't aggressive enough. If you're not getting the results you want, just be more aggressive. We have a lady that has taken 3 cups of clay a day. That's 8-ounce cups. And it healed her colon completely. She had Crohn's disease, irritable bowel, ulcerative colitis, polyps in her colon, you name it, and she had it. And when they eventually had to do surgery for a weak place in her colon, they only removed 8 inches. And when she woke up, her doctors wanted to know what she'd been doing in the last 4 months that they'd been treating her to go from the colon of an 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old. And she had had completely healed her colon. And one doctor said, I know Crohn's disease when I had it, and you had Crohn's disease, and there's no sign of it anymore. So if you're not getting the results you want, take more. Best advice I know of. Okay, we're out of questions again, and we're also on our time slot. Get over here to my conference line and ask one more time if anybody has a question they'd like to ask. Press star 2 on your phone. Our time is up for today, and I'll be taking an evaluation of the answers you all set, and Cheryl and I'll discuss it. And I kind of like the idea of doing a test run and doing one at noon and changing the other one to maybe in the evening. Would 6 o'clock work for you better than 7 o'clock? I'm not sure when people eat dinner. I don't eat till late, but we'll figure that out and see what we can do. Okay, thank you all for listening in today, and I hope you have a wonderful day. And wherever you are, I hope spring is on its way. In Texas, we're full-fledged blooming. All the trees and plants and flowers are blooming, and you'd think it's just on the verge of summertime. So come on down. The weather's grand. And stay cozy wherever you are. Spring break is coming up. Don't know if your schools have it at the same time, so be careful out there. There are going to be a lot of kids out driving and at the malls and everywhere. So take care. Enjoy yourself. Have a good time. And look for those opportunities. They're around you everywhere. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And see you next week with our wellness seminar. Thank you for listening in. This is Perry A. signing out.